Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise him, thank him. Still slammed, still literally running from job to job. I was laughing yesterday. It's like, I run to work really, really hard in order to open up time to work. It's so ridiculous. But I was reading yesterday and then this morning about this, and this just really blessed me. If you go to Hebrews chapter 4, it talks about a rest day for the people of God. And when it talks about the unrest, that has to do with not believing, not having a firm reliance, and hardening your neck, hardening yourself when you hear the word. If you go to chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "There therefore remaineth a rest day to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, that is entered into God's rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his own. Let us labor therein to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." There is a rest day to the people of God. And I'm not really great at this, in the sense of I'm a mover. I go. And like, you need to learn to pace yourself. You know what I mean? I need to learn how to pace myself. But there is a rest day, and that rest comes from believing and having a firm, true reliance on God. And if you go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, this is just a phenomenal verse that kind of, you know, you need to learn to lean on God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding or thine own discernment. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall absolutely direct thy path. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." There is nothing new under the sun. Somebody's gone through what you've gone through. Don't think you're special. Somebody's gone through it. It's what the word says. It's what God says. But God also says that he won't allow you to be tempted above that ye are able to handle it. And there's always going to be a way to get out of it. If you're in the middle of a struggle or something serious going on in your life, God will take care of that situation. Learn to be patient, patiently enduring that trial or tribulation. There is a rest day to the people of God. And the more you apply the word into your life and start to have a firm reliance on this stuff, you're going to start to see it. If you jump over to Philippians, and I always remember this because this is one of those verses I hung on big time when I was growing up, like big time. If you go to chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing," not one thing. You're not to be anxious for one thing. How do you get rid of that anxiousness? "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers to God and supplications," which are prayers of personal need, "with thanksgiving, let your specific requests be made known or declared unto God." When you start to feel that anxiety, you have to stop yourself, because God says not to do it. And how do you get rid of it? By praying. By giving it to God. Today, I have so much stuff to do. I put too much on the plate. Kind of wigging out about it. But you're not to live in a frantic state. That's not the way God wants you to live. Put the problems into his hands. "God, I put the situation with these taxes, that these things get done before I leave today at 11. I ask you to take care of Pinterest and like the stuff that's going on there, because we're spending a fortune right now. And that you take care of it and take it off my heart. And fill that void with that peace. Because God's peace is spiritual. And it comes through having a firm reliance, believing what he says. I want to finish up with this. If you jump down to verse 11, this is one of these verses is actually kind of misquoted, which I think is kind of funny. But verse 11 says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." The irony is that word is not content. You're not to be content in misery. That's not what it says. It says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be sufficient in oneself, needing no aid. You don't need aid because you have God. Do you know that you have God in your life? Do you live your life knowing that you have God? I can do all things through Christ. That's his son, which strengtheneth me. That's not God, it's his son. I can do all things through Christ that lives in us by faith. We have a tremendous, tremendous blessing in this life. Faith wasn't available to those before us. We had the faith of Christ. And it's just a tremendous time to be alive. Pray those big prayers to God, not to Jesus Christ, to God. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. He will take care of the situation. Have a great day. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the four corners, I want to hear it. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. Again, for the taxes, for Pinterest, for the drive, for the order that needs to get out. Just that you give me the strength and get me to a point where I do take the time that I'm feeling refreshed at work. I also pray for the new venture that we can just get that thing tightened up and finished. I'm very thankful for last night, and that was a lot of fun, and the way that whole thing unfolded, I just am very grateful for that, for the men's group. I pray that you continually just operate and show me that you're there 100% of the time. I thank you for always being there. I thank you for your son and what he did for us, and just for a great day today and a hedge of protection around everybody driving and everything that's going on. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.